You're about to hear the only advertising program on BBC. It comes in three delicious flavors, mint, pineapple, and the flavor of the month, chopped liver.
It's something to shout about, it's something to shout about, it's something to shout about and cry out loud.
It's new,
it's heartwarming,
it's non-habit forming. We can really guarantee it's something, something to shout about.
Yes, it's something to shout about. Michael Medwin with Eleanor Summerfield, Fenella Fielding and Joan Sims and a cast of several bring you a light-hearted expose of the advertising world.
Janet, you're bashing the typewriter very hard this morning.
Am I?
Yes, every time the little bell rings, half the office knocks off for lunch.
Sorry, darling.
Oh, I'm a stranger out in paradise.
Oh, I wish that painter would shut up. Why doesn't somebody tell him?
I'm a stranger in paradise.
I'm not surprised with a voice like that. I shall be glad when this decorating's over.
That cigarette conference.
You're a bit early, Maggie.
I know, but we're not having it in the usual conference room because of the painters, so we'll have to be on the floor above.
Ah, that's a very different story.
Oh. Maggie, what do you think of the new colour scheme?
Charming.
I was wondering if the red and white paint might clash with the green.
Well, you've got a little too much green around the eyes, but apart from that, it suits you.
You should try it, dear. It'd work wonders for you.
Do you really think so?
Well, no. No, on second thought, your face is a bit far gone for paint. Why not have it... You ought to try having it papered.
End of round one.
Little old lady passing by, catching it.
Oh, Maggie, he's singing your song.
I'm sure he'd sing one for you as well, dear, if he knew I'm just a girl who can't say no.
End of round two with a chorus of friendship. Now, come on, Maggie. Let's go and get started on the conference.
Michael, are you taking me out to lunch?
That depends on the state of the petty cash.
I shall count the minutes till your return.
You'd do better to count the petty cash.
Here I say, Janet.
Oh, hello, Mavis. Aren't you supposed to be taking note of the cigarette conference?
Well, I've just come from the conference room. And you know what? There were three men in white bending over a table. They looked just like surgeons, except they was mixing paint.
It's being redecorated, you see. You ought to be in the other conference room. It's on the fourth floor. Better hurry.
All right. Here, just a minute. Which floor are we on now, then?
Well, I'm on the third. I can only speak for myself, of course. The fourth floor is one up.
Is it?
Always.
Well, not if you're coming down. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better go.
Maggie, there's no point in waiting for Mavis any longer. Let's start the conference.
I don't know why we bother with that girl. I'm sure the typing pool could send up somebody better.
Oh, she's not all that bad.
Oh, Adrian, really. She's about as much use as a milking stool under a bull.
Right, now, as I see it, if we're launching a new brand of cigarette, we've got to find a name which has universal appeal.
I say, did I tell you what my little girl said last night?
Oh, not now, Adrian. Show a bit of interest. After all, you've got to write the slogans for these new cigarettes.
Well, I'm in no mood for discussing them. Yesterday, I gave up smoking.
That's not difficult. I've given it up hundreds of times.
But why the sudden urge to reform? Have you developed a cork-tipped tonsil?
No, I'm giving my wife a fur coat for our birthday. I've worked out that if I don't smoke for the next 10 years, the money I save will pay for it.
Adrian, fancy doing that is a bit silly.
Yes, I suppose I'm just a smokeless fool.
Hello? Who? Mavis, where are you? We are supposed to be here. No, you can't be in the fourth floor conference room because we are and you're not. But we are. Well, which floor are you on? You don't know. Listen, Mavis, go and look out the window, then count the number of floors up from street level, then come back and tell me. It's Mavis. She doesn't know where she is.
That's nothing new.
I've told her to look out of the window. Michael, take a look out of our window and see if you can see her head sticking out.
All right, Maggie. Oh, there she is, on the floor above. Mavis, come down. No, not through the window. By the stairs. Oh, she's gone.
Well, just come back to the phone. Yes? Yes, Mavis, I can hear you. So which floor are you on? No, you're not. You're on the fifth. I know that. Michael's on the same floor as I am, so come down one floor. Bye. Really, getting through to that girl is like trying to slam a revolving door. Now, it's business. What are we going to call this new brand of cigarettes?
Well, a lot of the brands these days seem to have nautical names.
That's it. I've got the very name. Let's call them seaweeds.
Oh, charming. I suppose if they go damp, it means rainy weather.
Well, then, how about barnacles?
Yes, I can just see the commercial. The wife is chatting over the fence to a neighbour, saying, my elf is a different man since he got barnacles.
Well, I tell you what, perhaps one of the parts of a ship would make a good name. What about belaying pins? Make new friends with a belaying pin.
I prefer poop. If you've got palpitations, pop out for a puff at a poop.
Now, why does it have to be the Navy? What's wrong with the other services? There's the Army and the Air Force.
And the Navy? For real satisfaction, try a canteen manager with a filter tip.
Now, I don't think that sounds smart enough.
Well, then what about the diplomatic corps? Fill your case with attaches.
Morning, all. I hope I'm not late. I mislaid my bearings.
Well, you'll just have to manage without them. Now, get your pad and take notes. We're trying to think of some names. Now, let's all think. Well, you too, Mavis.
Yes.
I
should think.
Civil servants. No, it's a limited appeal.
Adam Faith.
What's that got to do with it?
I'm always thinking of Adam Faith.
Oh, Mavis, a name for a cigarette.
Oh, well, my granny calls them coffin nails. She says they're the cause of juvenile detergency.
Oh, come on, everybody, let's think.
I've got a wonderful idea.
What is it?
Let's knock off for lunch. There's a new steakhouse in Regent Street. I've developed quite an appetite since I gave up smoking.
I know. When I give up cigarettes, I have wine gums instead.
Yeah, but that's silly. How on earth do you keep them alight?
Here, wait a minute. I've got it. Adrian's appetite's given me an idea.
Till I have lunch as well?
No. About the name. Let's call them the Regent Cigarettes.
That's it. Regent, the prince of cigarettes.
The cigarette with the Regency stripe.
Yes, now, Maggie, I've got a marvellous gimmick for your TV commercial. We'll do a film of the Prince Regent blowing smoke rings of Mrs. Fitzherbert with Beethoven at his harpsichord playing Keep the Home Fires Burning.
That's it. Then Lady Hamilton arrives with the victorious news of the Battle of Waterloo. And Mrs. Fitzherbert says, why not try a Regent, my dear, and we'll all get lit up.
Well, Maggie, what do you think?
Well, I like the idea of the smoke rings. You know, they'd look good on a TV commercial if only we could find an actor who could blow them.
Well, why not try that agency that specialises in offbeat types?
Oh, yes, Odd Bods Limited. Yes, of course, I'll go right round and see them.
Yeah, they should help. After all, they were able to supply us with a colourblind housewife for the Glinto job.
Well, why did you need a colourblind housewife?
We wanted someone who could honestly say that Glinto washed her sheets whiter than any other soap.
Well, it certainly washed my mum's sheets whiter. She was furious. They were pale pink to start with.
You see, Mr. Morris, we're looking for someone to blow smoke rings in a TV commercial, so naturally I came to you.
And whom else but Odd Bods Limited? Rest assured, Miss Tufnell, that our entire itinerary of artistes is at your bequest. Now then, smoke ring blower. Did you want them to provide their own smoke?
No, not exactly. It's to launch a new brand of cigarettes, you see. So we'll be providing the smoke. They just have to make it into rings.
I see. Now, re the performer. Which, if you'll pardon the expression, sex? Lady, gent, or what?
A gent. Have you got one?
Professional smoke ring blowers are very few and far between nowadays. You ever hear of an act called Fred R. Tony and his Clouds of Glory?
No.
They was one of ours. Of course, they don't come like that no more. It was a family act, you know. Opened up smoking a cigarette and sawing his wife in half.
Oh, that's always good for a laugh.
Then, for a finale, what a finale. He filled the stage with multicoloured smoke rings. He and his wife reenacted the Great Fire of London, and the band played There'll Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight. Very tasteful it was.
Yeah, yes, you don't get anything like that on TV nowadays.
Very personality for you, Fred, would have been. But he burnt himself out in the end. Well, I'm sorry, Miss Tufnell, it looks as though we've reached an absolute impost. You wouldn't consider some other specialty like a knife thrower or performing seal which dances the valita?
I'm sorry, it's a smoke ring blower or nothing. If you find one, give me a ring.
Don't worry. If I happen to see a smoke ring, Miss Tufnell, I'll pick up the blower straight away.
It's hopeless, Michael. I've been to every agency in town and I've drawn a complete blank. Seen over 300 people and not a smoke ring blower among the lot of them.
But we must find one soon. Adrian's written a brilliant commercial and the client's okayed it. If we don't get it made soon, he'll take his account to another agency.
I say, chaps, wonderful news.
You've given up giving up smoking?
No. Actually, I feel 100% better without it. I eat better, sleep better. And you know that peculiar noise my car used to make?
That wheezing, choking noise?
Yeah. Well, I've discovered it wasn't the car at all. It was me. Oh, now it's gone. I suppose I shall have to repair the horn.
There is nothing more infuriating than people you know giving up smoking successfully.
Yes, but this is beside the point. I dropped in to tell you that I've just seen 7 perfect smoke rings.
Adrian, you haven't.
That's just what we're looking for. Where are they?
On the landing. Come out and look. Perhaps they're still hanging about.
Adrian, if this is one of your little jokes...
Now, come on, think, man, think. Where was it that you saw those smoke rings?
Oh, round about here.
Well, they're not here now.
Maggie, look. There's one and another one. They're coming from the landing below.
Well, hang on, I'll look over the banisters.
I say, it's that painter, Bob. He's blowing smoke rings like 1 o'clock.
So he is, and flicking his ash into the paint bucket.
That accounts for the grey stippled effect on your office wall. Hey, you!
Oh, me?
Come up here, there's something we want to ask you.
Sorry, no request numbers.
No, it's not that.
Good.
Now, Mr...
Fawcett's the name.
Mr. Fawcett, how would you like to appear on television? We're doing a cigarette commercial. We want you to blow smoke rings for us.
Oh, those.
Oh, no, couldn't do that. That's just a hobby.
But you'll be extremely well paid, and I'm sure your family would just love to see you on the telly.
BBC?
Of course not, the other.
Well, that does it. I'll have no truck with that lot. My family's BBC, born and bred, through and through, and always has been.
Yes, but think of the money.
Just because I'm one of the working classes doesn't mean to say I'm corruptible.
Now, if you don't mind, I'll get back to my painting.
But please.
The nerve of it. Blowing smoke rings with a voice like mine.
Look at him standing there flagrantly blowing smoke rings.
I suppose we couldn't creep up behind him and catch them in paper bags.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Let's go and ask him again.
No, he's one of those awkward types. He'll have nothing more to do with us.
I say, did I tell you what my little girl said the other night?
Oh, not now, Adrian.
There must be someone here who could persuade him.
Michael, darling, you left me all by myself in the office for 10 minutes, and you didn't even phone.
Janet, darling.
Hmm?
I've got a little job for you.
Why don't you put down your little brush and come down your little ladder and talk to little me for a little?
Why?
Well, for one thing, I'm getting covered in green paint.
Well, in that case, why don't you stand further off?
Well, then I wouldn't be so near you, would I?
Oh, well, ask a stupid question, you'll get a stupid reply.
You know, the moment I saw you, I knew there was something different about you.
How do you mean?
Well, it isn't everyone who's got green freckles and terracotta hair. I adore people who are artistic, especially artists.
Here, take your hand off me mat finish. You don't cry, yet?
Being so close to your left ankle, I feel a sort of inner compulsion.
Yeah, that'll be the fumes from the paint. It's very heady, this bottle of green.
You know, you've got a very vibrant personality, and that profile, it's madly attractive, even from directly underneath.
Oi, oi, give over, stand back. Your eyelashes is tickling me ankle.
Bad animal grace, those green hands, the sheer poetry of your brush strokes.
No one ever said nothing like that when I was painting a public shelter.
A man of your talent shouldn't be hiding his light under a bushel. You should be on television. They're crying out for people like you.
No, I'm waiting till colour comes in. I'll be wasted in black and white.
Not as a painter. I mean, why go on painting walls when you could be doing something really worthwhile, like blowing smoke rings for Regent cigarettes?
But I want to be known for me voice, not for me nicotinic novelties.
Perhaps if I climbed up your ladder, you'd understand what I was getting at.
Oh, I know already. Here, get off. Get off! There's only room for one on this ladder.
Oh, rubbish, come on, let's wrestle on your trestle.
Here, lay off. Lay off, will you? And take your foot out of me sugar soap. Go on, get out of me. You'll have people talking. Now look out, you'll have me over. Ah!
Mr. Fawcett, are you all right?
Yes, lucky for you. I broke me fall on me putty.
I'm terribly sorry, Mike. I'm ever so sorry. I must be losing my grip or something.
Well, he certainly lost his. I hope he didn't break anything.
Only dented his bucket a bit. And, Michael, you know that grey carpet in the hall?
Yeah.
Well, it's a green one now.
We mustn't give up hope, Janet. There must be some way.
I say, guess what? One of the girls in the typing pool has just had her ears pierced. One on each side.
Really?
Yes, now you can see right through her lobes.
The things you girls get up to down there to pass the time.
And you know, she says she can hear ever so much better. Do you think I ought to have mine done?
Mavis, of course. Why didn't I think of it before? Mavis, are you busy?
Oh, very. I've got half an hour to kill to tea time, so I thought I'd go and have a cup of coffee while I'm waiting.
Mavis, I've got a little job for you. You know that chap who's doing the painting, who sings all the time? Well, he's in the canteen, and I want you to...
Excuse me, is this chair disengaged or is it vacant?
Yes.
Oh. Ta, I don't mind if I do. I haven't seen you in the canteen before.
I haven't been in here before.
That'd be why I haven't seen you.
Seen you, no.
Oh, not in here, though, because you haven't been here. It's strange we haven't met.
But I've seen you. Do you work here?
Yes.
Thought you might. Seen you coming in and out every day, like.
Small world, isn't it? Are you all right? You look ever so green.
Oh, some bird just pushed me off me ladder.
Oh, you poor soul. Must have been a very strong bird.
Yes, you're dead right. There I was, painting away, and she flew at me.
Oh, I expect it was a swan. They're ever so powerful, you know. They can break a man's arm just by looking at it, and they never let go.
Go on.
I read their life story on the back of a matchbox. When they have young swans... Do you know, when they have young, they're called singlets.
Ah. Suppose if they have twins, they call them doublets.
Oh, you are a wit. Well, perhaps the one that you met wanted to make a nest in your bucket.
I know what she wanted right enough. She was
Mavis,
after
him. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be working.
Well, I am working. I'm working on him.
Him? Oh, I see. Well, Mr. Fawcett, enjoying a well-earned rest. I didn't know you knew our Mavis.
Well, we've only just met, but we have found a lot of interest in common.
Indeed, yes.
She's a very nice girl.
She's been longing to meet you. She appreciated your singing.
Did I? Oh, yes. Yes, I did, yes.
I don't suppose you've changed your mind about making that commercial for us.
No, I haven't.
Oh, pity, because Mavis is going to be in it as well.
Am I? Oh, yes, I am, yes.
You'll be seeing quite a lot of each other.
Will we? Oh, yes, we will.
Then you'll do it.
Well,
you won't regret it, I'm sure. Once you've got your foot on the ladder, you'll go straight to the top.
I've rather gone off ladders recently.
That's settled then. See you in the studio, 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Kill those lights, Paddy. We're going to rehearse the scene again.
But, Mr. Fawcett, if you were able to blow smoke rings when you were up a ladder painting, why can't you blow them in the studio?
Well, I don't know. I'm doing my best.
Well, it's simply not good enough. Do you realise we've shot this scene 17 times and you haven't produced a single smoke ring?
Well, I think it was that fall off the ladder what done it. It's ruined me embouchure. How'd it be if I give you a couple of choruses of Old Sol y Mio instead?
Donald. No, not again. You've already loosened up with Gems from the Vagabond King and Tiny Ball on Piece of String.
Mr. Fawcett, what's wrong?
Well, you've got to be relaxed to blow smoke rings, but every time that bald-headed geezer shouts action, me jaw gets all tense and rigid.
Well, perhaps if he was up a ladder in overalls with a paintbrush in his hand.
No, Miss Mavis, it's kind of you to care, but... Well, apart from anything else, these Regent cigarettes are muck. I mean, they taste like old socks.
Well, do you think it would help if you smoked one you rolled yourself?
Well, it might have that. At least I'd know what was in it.
Well, then you go and roll yourself a nice fat cigarette, Mr. Fawcett, and we'll shoot the scene again.
Rightio, then.
Michael, are you mad? I've just seen a cigarette he made himself. It looks like a sausage roll that's been interfered with. If he appears on a television
screen... He won't appear.
What?
Look, all we need is a close-up of a few smoke rings. If we get that, we can fake the rest on afterwards.
Mavis, get back in position. Mr. Fawcett's coming back.
Oh, I'm feeling better now. I think I've got a ring coming on.
Well, I only hope it's not Wagner's or we'll be here for days.
Right, well, let's shoot it.
You all lined up, Charlie?
Okay, quiet everybody, please. Give us a playback, Sid. Lights, quiet everyone. Roll on, take 18. Action.
My, but those cats are certainly cool.
Yes, but if you want something really cool, try a...
still play back.
Nearly, Mr. Fawcett, nearly.
I think I rolled a bit of fluff out of me pocket into this. Oh, it tastes sorry.
Well, roll another and we'll try again.
Take 23. Action.
My, but those cats are certainly cool.
Yes, but if you want something really cool, try a... What are they called? I had it on the tip of me tongue a minute ago.
Cut it.
Mr. Fawcett, for heaven's sake, let's do it again.
Take 49. Action.
My, but those cats certainly are cool.
Yes, but if you want something really cool, try a Regent cigarette.
Oh, I beg everybody's pardon.
Cut it, cut.
Oh, Mavis, why did you have to sneeze?
Well, he blew 3 smoke rings right in my face.
3 on the trot. Did you see?
Only just. Mavis's sneeze blew them all away.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry.
Look, there's only one thing to do. We must build a glass case round Mr. Fawcett and photograph him through that.
Glass case? What do you think I am? A British Railways donut?
Oh, you poor soul. My dad spent most of the war in the glass case and he didn't like it at all.
Well, you must admit, Janice, that when it comes to ingenuity and inventiveness, our firm takes a lot of beating.
Yes, darling, and usually gets it.
As you know, I've never been one to blow my own trumpet, but I feel rather pleased with myself over the Regent cigarette commercial. Of course, Maggie did help in her own small way, but...
Morning, chaps. I hear you've buttoned up the Regent cigarette account, Michael. Congratulations.
Oh, it was nothing, Adrian. Of course, it took us all day to get Mr. Fawcett to produce his smoke rings, but in the end, we did it.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Oh, Maggie, we did. We took two separate shots. One of him blowing smoke rings in his glass case.
Yeah, I know. And it reflected the lights, and we've got a lovely picture of the camera wreathed in smoke rings.
Oh, my poor darling. Another heartbreak for you.
Well, get Mr. Fawcett back and reshoot it.
I'm afraid you can't, old man.
Can't? Why not?
Well, see, I was discussing with him the pros and cons and what-have-yous of smoking. As a matter of fact, he rather subscribed to my point of view, so he's given it up.
But he can't!
How could you, Adrian?
Well, I'm awfully sorry and all that. I think I'd better have a cigarette.
Thought you'd given it up to pay for your wife's fur coat.
Oh, didn't I tell you? I'm getting her one on the cigarette coupons.
Oh, really?
Yes, I only started yesterday, and I'm halfway up the left sleeve already.
Michael, what are we going to do about this commercial? After all the trouble we had finding Mr. Fawcett, we can't go through it all again.
We must all think. Come on, everyone, think.
I must say this cigarette tastes good.
I dare say, but think, will you?
Oh, that reminds me. Did I tell you what my little girl said?
At a time like this.
I was walking around the house at 4 o'clock this morning, and there was Catherine singing, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, I'm Popeye...
Adrian, do that again.
Well, I haven't told you yet.
No, say Popeye again with a mouthful of smoke.
Popeye.
Good grief, smoke rings.
Adrian, how clever.
Quick, Maggie, get onto the studio. We'll reshoot the film with Adrian smoking.
Okay, we'll do. Hey, Adrian, wait a minute. What on earth were you doing walking around the house at 4 a.m?
Well, I worked it out. If I'm going to get enough coupons for my wife's fur coat before the winter, I've got to smoke 80 cigarettes a day and 25 during the night. Come on, everybody. Help me out. Have one of mine.
Thank you very much. There you
are. It's something to shout about. It's something to shout about. We can really guarantee it's something. Something to shout about.
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, Adrian by Nicholas Phipps, and Len Fawcett and Mr. Morris by Warren Mitchell. The Jingle Bells and the Bernie Fenton Quartet were under direction of Cliff Adams. The script was written on a cigarette paper by Miles Rudge and Ronnie, I Left Mine in the Canteen, Wolf. The program was recorded and produced by John Simmons, who has given up almost everything, certainly producing. Thank you.